Welcome to RV Hour, powered by Giant Recreation World. An honest talk about the RV lifestyle, travel, costs, tips, and everything you need to know. Each week, we'll bring you the best and most helpful info, travel hacks, and answer your camping questions. Now, here's your host, Larry McNamara, CEO of Giant Recreation World.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am so pleased to be here. And if this is your first time tuning in, where are we?
We are in the Winter Garden.
We are Giant Recreation World, RV Hour.
I thought you meant where?
CEO Larry McNamara, host.
Dwayne Adams, co-host and producer.
And this is episode 55.
Here we go.
That's, arrive alive in 55.
55.
At 55.
That's right.
Yeah. Many times I've said you got to go 55 miles an hour to get the optimum maximum mileage per gallon in your RV,
yeah,
or in your truck pulling your RV.
It's Route 66 speed.
That's right. You know, that's exactly right.
Yeah, man, that's what we do.
I don't know that for sure because I've never actually been driving on Route 66.
Yeah, I think they might have even closed it down. Might not be as popular as it used.
So we have that going for us, folks. We deal on rumor and hearsay here at Gyro.
Yes.
Except for one thing. Everything we have is price to sell.
That's right.
So we just got over a big weekend.
Big weekend, sir.
Where we called it our open house.
Correct.
Our RV open house.
Yes, sir.
And we had the lot riddled with red tags here, hither and yon.
Red
here and there.
Everywhere.
And everything with a red tag was really aggressively priced.
That's right.
So guess what we did?
What do we do?
They're still in there.
Boom.
We're letting her go.
Keep
through this, football season.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure everybody started to gear up for that.
Oh, that's right.
My Super wife Bowl. Made chili for the family, almost a week ago.
Whoa, there you
and
go.
And then she froze a big batch of it. You know why?
Why is that?
That's going to be the queso dip for the,
for the Super Bowl.
For the Super Bowl. Woo! And festivity.
I like a little chip and dip.
So just saying, the queso dip she makes is great because it's basically chili con carne.
Oh, nice.
With a bunch of Velveeta cheese.
Heck yeah. That sounds good.
Oh boy, it's real good. Hot sauce on there, and you're just in heaven.
Heaven.
But, we're talking about RVing.
That's right.
So I think we have some great topics to talk about.
That we do.
With the looming football, and on the horizon.
That's right.
The Super Bowl. Do you have a favorite in the mix?
I'd like to see 49ers see the young guy win it for the first time, get his first ring. Those guys, they need a good group.
I've been a 49ers fan,
Get out of town.
Really? For years and years.
Yeah, wow. I did not know that.
With that being said,
So you're going 49ers, I guess.
I am going 49ers.
Yeah, man.
Who was their quarterback way back in the day when they kept winning Super Bowl?
Hang on. Not Jerry Rice was the receiver with
Jess, right?
Dang, I always want to say Joe Namath. No, hang on. Help me out here. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I believe it was Brady.
No, it's not on the 49ers.
Get out of town. I don't know either.
No, what was the Joe? Joe?
Yeah.
It wasn't Joe Namath.
It's not, certainly not Joe Namath.
Jeez, I can't believe it's slipping my mind. He's one of the most famous quarterbacks of all time. All right, we'll take it back to RVs. We'll put that in the comments.
Hey, sometimes when you talk, that happens. The older you get, the more it happens.
Yes, yeah. It'll pop in later. I'll just yell it out.
But, Jerry Rice, absolutely.
Jerry Rice.
It was the 1-2 punch that I really enjoyed.
You ain't kidding, boy.
Way back in the day.
All right, so what do you got for us on the RV?
Joe Montana is the man.
Joe Montana, that's the name.
All right, folks, episode 55. We're talking about how to prepare your RV to get ready to watch the Super Bowl.
Here we go.
So with that being said, so what do you got to do? You got to have decorations.
Yes.
Well,
What kinds of decorations?
Well, your team banners,
yep,
flags, pendants to show your support.
Got to show your support.
Balloons, streamers, in your team colors,
Yeah.
You don't have to get special team logo balloon.
No.
Just team colors. That's
team
good stuff.
Yeah.
You can get that on Amazon. You can get that anywhere.
Yeah,
really.
Just about anywhere.
At the party store.
Yes, sir.
Tablecloths and serving ware featuring your team's logos, maybe, if you're special.
There you go.
Some of those, all of these kind of stuff you can get online.
Yeah. I got a drinking cup. We always bring that out.
Absolutely. What kind of drink would you be drinking?
A little drink.
Okay. So we got outdoor rugs and mats to create a comfortable space outside your RV. And this time of year, if you are doing it outside,
oh, yeah,
you know, have the pillow or the covers yes. with your team logos on them. Many of us have those.
Yeah, a lot.
You know, string lights or LED lights to add the ambiance.
Yeah.
To the tailgate area or under your awning.
Especially in the colors of the team.
Yeah.
That's always cool looking.
That's very really cool looking.
That is fun.
And if you have those LED or the little LED lights.
Yeah, yeah.
String lights and all that, made of those you can program.
Oh, yeah.
In those specific colors.
Do the colors for you. Yeah, man.
All right. You take this next segment.
All right.
So we're talking about supplies, and you are the producer. You supply all the techno and all that for all the these shows.
So bring the supplies.
Tell me all about that.
All right. So supplies. You want to bring your portable grill and barbecue for cooking delicious game day food.
That's a big one.
You also want to bring your coolers, portable refrigerators, and you keep your drinks and food cold.
Okay.
That's a big one there. Now, your folding chairs and camping chairs, that's how you get your comfortable seating. You want to make sure you got enough for your entire party. And then you got disposable plates, cups, and utensils for easy cleanup. Always helps the wife. Big trash bags and recycle bins to keep your tailgate area clean. And tailgating games for like cornhole, ladder toss, and football toss for entertainment.
Frisbees and such.
And such.
No. You forgot one.
What you got?
I think a portable ice maker is
That's clutch.
Beautiful. Yeah. And everybody, we do sell those at all of our three locations. Giant Recreation World in Palm Bay, Ormond Beach, and Winter Garden.
Here
right
go.
In our accessory stores. And they're so cute. They're about yay big, and they make all the ice you could need for those drinks you were talking about.
Yeah, they do pretty good.
You know, or to throw in those coolers to put your beer on ice,
yeah.
or your soda pops. Your
little soda pop.
Yeah. What else you forgot?
What you got?
The RVs that we sell and rent, most of them have grills, if you remember.
That they
during
do.
Our all-American great, you know, hamburger
cook-off.
That was in one of our rental trailers.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Even had it.
Yeah, which you, too, on a side note, all of our rentals, most have ovens, stoves on the outside, as well as televisions to watch.
Absolutely.
That's a big one.
Good-sized televisions.
Yeah.
You know, you've seen, you know, how the rich live. You can be one of those just like that.
Yep.
You have a shrimp right on the bar.
How about a shrimp?
Outside, underneath the canopy, watching the game.
That is nice.
Isn't that nice?
Fun.
Huh? Oh, my goodness.
Fun way to do it.
So,
all right.
And I already talked about that queso that I'm looking forward to.
Oh, yeah.
My wife is so good at making. RV-friendly dishes are things that you can plan for, too, like grilled burgers.
Hey.
I showed y'all how to cook one. It's in our archives.
Check it out.
Hot dogs, sausages, and don't ever forget about the chicken wing.
Chicken wing.
So I was at a bar one time.
Okay.
I know, it's hard to believe.
You.
And I ordered wings, and they had this big apparatus sitting on the counter. On the bar.
Yeah, yeah.
And they poured the chicken wings in the top of it.
Whoa.
Raw, right?
Whoa.
And it was basically a chicken wing cooker. So it fried the wings.
Wow.
It had a conveyor belt that ran it through, and it drizzled the hot sauce on it.
Wow.
Through and into a plate, and boom, handed it to me. And I think I offered them $1 million for that, and they would not take it.
That machine does us good.
I didn't know such a thing existed, but hey,
yeah, that's pretty.
Imagine
impressive.
Having that at your outdoor Super Bowl soirée in the campground.
Yeah, man, that'd be
some. The most popular guy there. Chips and dip, nachos, and other finger foods. Chili, stew, or soup cooked
in the slow cooker.
Slow cooker.
Yeah,
right. I think that's where we're going. Pulled pork.
I love the pulled pork. You know, I heard you might like pork chops too. But
I like a pork chop.
That's just me. That's kind of like pulled pork. Sandwiches or wraps made with deli meats and cheeses.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Publix does a great thing where you can go in and get little mini sandwiches. You can pick all different kinds.
Full platter.
They don't even care. It's great.
Yeah, I like
that. Veggie platters. I love those. Fruit trays, salads. Those are for the healthier options, except for normally the dip is that you dip those things in.
Oh, yeah.
Not that healthy.
Not that healthy.
Yeah. Just saying.
And then you got your cookies and brownies.
Yeah, yeah.
Get the cupcakes for that little sweet treat.
Yeah. I mean, you have to have some good breakfast when it's an event like that.
That's right.
I'm going to let you take this next one, too.
All right. This is outdoor entertainment, boy. That's where we kind of jumped ahead on that.
But
some RVs, they're equipped with outdoor TVs or an entertainment center. This allows you to watch the game from right outside. Now, you can also set up a projector to create an outdoor viewing area in case you don't have a TV on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
But you also want to bring a portable Bluetooth speaker. That's basically so you can kick that volume up real loud for the whole party.
That's all good. Everybody in the campground appreciates that, right?
Oh, yeah.
I know our VIP club has a big blow-up screen.
Whoa.
So so they can all gather around and watch movies. They watch things like the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
And when they're at a camp out.
Oh, that's pretty
they
nice.
Also, one time we watched a couple of concerts that were on DVD.
Oh, really?
But we have
right
a big
there.
Projector and a boom, and it's a fantastic way to have Christian fellowship and family fun.
Yeah, that's
all together.
Fun. That's exciting.
I've seen people even just put sheets on the side of their RV.
Oh, yeah, just
and
hang.
Project onto that.
Yep, that's a big one.
They
yep.
work pretty good, too, but they're not as crystal clear.
I've seen them out in the yards and that people do it.
Right, yeah. Yeah. You have to kind of secure all four corners, though, because, you know, if it's blowing, it gets all contorted.
Or, you can't see the TV. Yeah.
So what else you got? Oh, look at that.
Oh, here we go.
Now we're talking about, now that you're packed for it, what kind of fun treats or fun excursions can you do playing games along with that football app?
That's right.
Right.
So basically, a lot of people aren't into football, which on a real funny this year. Instead of saying they got shirts out this year because of Taylor Swift, instead
right.
of saying go KC, it says go Taylor's boyfriend's team because they don't know football. They just know it's Taylor's boyfriend's team.
Well,
tell me that are ridiculous.
It has helped the NFL immensely, though, with her fame.
Oh, yeah.
And there's people all just hate, but, you know.
Yeah, so that's what these games are for. So if you're not into watching the football game, you can play one of these games while you watch the Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
Keep you a little entertained there.
Well, you explained the first one.
All right, so Super Bowl squares.
Yes.
A lot of people play this in their office to make a...
Office pools.
Office pool, yes.
You know, you charge so much. I'm sorry, go ahead.
All right, so we create a grid with rows and columns labeled with numbers from 0 to 9.
Yep.
Guests can purchase squares and write their name or initials in the squares.
Before you label them and all that.
Right.
You don't put what the each square is worth yet.
Yeah, we don't.
You have to buy the blank square.
Get them all filled up first, and then we tell
Most
them.
Most people use playing cards.
Yeah. That's a good one, yeah. Everybody gets a card.
So, no, you just shuffle, you get zero, you get like a joker and number one to all 9 cards.
Okay.
You shuffle them up, and you just, as they come out, that's the number for that.
That person.
And you shuffle them up again, and you do it up along the top.
Oh, very nice. That's a good way to do it random. Yeah, man, that's your random number there.
Sorry, go ahead.
No. So then you assign one team to the rows and the other team to the columns.
Right.
And then at the end of each quarter, you match the last digit of each team's score to determine the winner of that quarter's prize.
And many times... you would think 0-0 is good because nobody scored in the first quarter, but yeah, it normally doesn't hold up.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's always like a field goal or something.
Yeah. But 0-3, get
it's
you every
very
time.
Very exciting, folks. And then
Super Bowl bingo.
That's when you create bingo cards with different Super Bowl related items or events in each square, i.e., like a touchdown. You get to fill in your touchdown square.
Yeah, all right.
A field goal. Halftime shows. Details, whatever, you know.
I like it.
You can get creative on that, though. So as guests watch the game, they mark off items on their bingo card when they see and hear them occur. And then the first guy to get a bingo wins the prize.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Just like a bingo, like, hey, a touchdown.
That's a good one. The Super Bowl squares, you can do it with prizes or you can do it with money. A lot of people will sell the squares for $1 a piece or $5 a piece or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And then if you're doing it quarterly, and then the end, you divide it by 5, and that each quarter gets that much money.
Well, that's cool. That's fun, man. That's a good
Super Bowl trivia. You take this.
Yeah.
You know.
So Super Bowl trivia, prepare a list of trivia questions from past Super Bowls, players, teams, and halftime shows. Divide the guests into teams, and then the team with the most correct answers at the end of the game wins.
There you go. It's always fun to be a winner. Yeah, but it gets people engaged that are not normally a football fan.
Normally watching. Yeah.
Makes them all part of the team.
Yeah, that's a fact.
So to speak.
Yeah.
How about the commercial challenge?
Whoa.
I know a lot of people just watch that for the commercial.
Yeah, they're there just to watch the commercial.
So you have guests rate the Super Bowl commercials on a scale of 1 to 5 based on creativity, humor, and overall appeal.
Oh, that's fun.
So you keep track of the ratings and award prizes to the highest rated commercial.
Hey.
You know, I guess, unfortunately, you can that can be manipulated.
Yeah, I think you could cheat on that
game. But, hey. We all do that already anyway in our brains. We know what we like the best and
That's
the
right.
second best and all that. So that would be a good
one. Yeah, man.
Next, you take.
The Super Bowl prediction pool.
Yeah.
So you create a list of prediction questions about the game. Examples like a final score, an MVP, the total number of touchdowns. Then the guests can fill out their predictions before the game starts. And then you award prizes to guests who correctly predict the most outcomes.
There you go.
That's pretty cool. That's a fun one.
I liked it. Keeps you engaged in the entire game.
Yeah, man.
Super Bowl charade.
Charade.
That's when you write down Super Bowl related words or phrases on slips of paper and place them in a bowl. Divide guests into teams. It could be two, it could be four, it could be three, whatever. It doesn't matter.
I like that.
And then you take turns acting out the words or phrases without speaking. And the team that correctly guesses the most words or phrases within a certain time limit wins.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
A lot of people use those little sand hourglasses, yes, you know, that are really day. Just a minute, yep. But whatever.
How about this one? Do you know what this one is?
No, and I don't want to talk about that. This is a family fun show. What are you doing?
No, it's the Heisman.
Oh, all right. Well, I don't remember the Heisman's having.
I think it's not like that. Yeah, not this. It's this.
All right, Super Bowl costume contest. You know, encourage your guests to come dressed to their with their favorite team's gear or in creative Super Bowl themed costumes. Have a fashion show during halftime. And award the prizes for the best costume.
That's fun. Then you get to wear your jersey.
Oh, it's all great. People can go with the body painting and the face painting.
Oh, yeah. Get the full body paint.
Go all crazy with that. Wear crazy wigs like sometimes I wear, you know.
You, crazy wig.
Speaking of which, you know, we have some things in the works that everybody's going to appreciate. It's going to be funny. It's funny.
Check out that.
Not just funny, though. It's everything revolves around things that we offer here at Giant Recreation
World. That's right.
Great deals, rentals, parts, service, all that kind of stuff. Golf carts. I mean, let's not forget about them. And I believe we're coming up on our first break.
So yeah, we are.
We are going to have a guest speaker next episode, so stay tuned.
Attention RV campers, get an incredible deal on an RV now. Giant Recreation World's RV open house, no payments for 90 days and no money down. Find the special red tags on select RVs for deep discounts. Motorhomes, travel trailers, toy haulers, fifth wheels, and golf carts too. The Giant Recreation World RV open house is happening now. Have a trade? Get top dollar. Shop now at GiantRecreationWorld.com or visit their three locations. The only RV dealer in Central and North Florida with a nationwide RV warranty forever.
We have got another special guest with us today at the RV Hour.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
Here we go.
George Grimm, folks. The legend. The one. The only. He is a Thor motorized specialized representative. You know, I asked him, so what do you rep again? Because I get them all confused.
Well, Larry, I'm the regional manager for the Southeast United States, and I have four of my reps that are work underneath me. So all the brands
that we represent.
There you go.
What are? Let's start from the bottom and work our way up.
You want to start from the bottom? I like to start from the top. It's easier.
All right, go.
All right,
to the top,
so
then.
We carry the Outlaw. You carry the Challenger. You carry the Miramar. You carry our newest line called the Indigo, which is doing very, very well.
Yeah, yeah.
And for the month of February, just announced,
consumer rebate,
$7,500.
Good gosh, that's a lot of money, folks.
Here we go.
And is that something like a form we have to have the customer sign?
Yes.
Because the check goes directly to wherever they tell you to put it?
To you.
Or to us.
To you.
That they apply as a down payment or whatever. That's very exciting.
And they are in all of the RVs that you have, the Magnitude as well, Magnitude, the Super C.
Right.
Well, you guys are doing fantastic selling them.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, it's a nice coat.
I like those.
In fact, my office is on the...
One of these
days. Oh, by
days.
The way, what are we doing this year? These next 3-4 days. Isn't this some big open
house? That's the main reason why you're here, sir.
That's right.
However, we're not going to name the episode in this segment. Why? Because we're going to use this to plug it in different areas of our podcast, you know?
So... Yeah, you guys, Larry, are one of our top leading dealers here in the Southeast United States. You carry darn near every brand that we build. You have Four Winds Class C. You have Quantum Classes. You have the Magnitude, which we already discussed. Let's see, what else do you carry?
That's a good question. Outlaw Class C's.
Outlaw Class C's, yes.
Yeah, now for layman's, Outlaws, the Class A and C's are garage coaches. So they have a toy haul. They're motorized.
Okay,
yes.
There you go.
Gas motorized.
Yeah, yeah.
Very impressive.
Yeah, I think that's all the lines you carry. That's quite a bit.
Quite a bit of that. And then inside those lines, you got Mercedes Sprinter chassis diesel coaches, the Tiburon.
The Tiburon.
Also, that makes only those, right?
That is correct. And
that's available in the Quantum and the Four Winds.
Yeah, yeah. Seeing you also have Ford chassis, and you also have a limited supply, but you do have the Four Winds and the Quantums on the Chevrolet chassis, too.
Very limited.
Oh, wow.
Very limited.
Yes. But you need that 1-2 punch, especially when Ford gets stingy and doesn't sell you chassis. Am I right?
No, that is correct.
Yes. So that's good. And no problem with no Chevy, because I got a 1960 Chevy Suburban.
There you go.
Runs like a top. Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah, I know you're very impressed with that, right?
I am very,
very impressed with that. Yeah.
1960. Even better.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I got that going for me. It's a Chevy. So, again, don't let that. Hey.
Don't knock Chevy.
NASCAR, you know, Chevy used to be the thing, right?
That's right.
Yes, it has. But now you got Toyota, you got Chevy, and you got
Ford.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so in the and the gas Class A's, you got the Challenger, which is the creme de la creme.
Oh, yeah.
You know, full body paint standard, I think.
Luxury.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but, you know, because I don't get to sit in your training session.
This is true.
So, again.
Very knowledgeable.
I might say stuff that may or may not be a truth. Just remember, I'm not doing it on purpose. They all bleed together in my brains. So, if anybody just came back from the Tampa show as a customer looking through all those units, I'm sure you can't remember one specific product because it bleeds into everything else.
All merge, yeah. There was a lot. There was over 1,500 RVs on display.
That was the biggest display I ever saw at that
location. 75,000 patrons came through.
Right.
Turnstiles.
Yeah, yeah. Incredible. That is a lot of people.
Yes, a lot of people. And our RV open house, which is going on during this particular interview.
That's right.
Hopefully is going to have that many people. What do y'all think? Is there a chance in heck? No.
Well, we have 750.
That would be fantastic. You know, all we're really offering during this whole sale is we got snacks and we got some giveaways and stuff, but we have awesome deals.
That's right.
And I hope we don't get in trouble with any of the MAP pricing because we haven't priced under that. Just saying.
Just do it. Yeah.
I'm not paying attention to any of that.
That's not online. Can't prove it.
It's all for the customers.
There might be a red tag, though. If there's a red tag sitting on something, might want to look at it.
We'll check that one out.
Yeah, so if you are coming to the Winter Garden location in the next day or two,
right?
I will be off. My office is actually set up in a red tag unit.
Oh, there you go.
See, I don't blame you a bit.
That Magnitude four-wheel drive. Four-wheel drive on the fly.
Yeah.
6.7 liter turbo diesel.
Ooh. F600. F600 chassis, right?
F600, yeah.
One day, one of these customers are going to ask, hey, can you... make this mud worthy, and I can raise it up and put some mud tires on it.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be so exciting to me.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah.
And it can be. As long as you do it aftermarket, you can do it.
Absolutely, it can be done.
Yeah.
I think there's a place here in Orlando that actually does that.
Brad Riggins, spring and alignment.
Ooh. There you go. You already know where to take them.
Yeah. When I was a teenager, I took my Toyota, 1982 Toyota pickup truck there and had it lifted up. And they did it by adding leaf springs, so the leaf springs were at least half a foot tall.
Ooh.
You know, so
you were sitting up
there. I was sitting up there, had the 1744s on it, folks. I was such I was bad to the bone.
Yeah, man. That's cool.
Imagine seeing an RV though with that kind of
stuff. Yeah, with that all
that'd be awesome.
That'd be some boy.
Probably wouldn't handle the best.
Now, well, they do. They
in the mud.
They take our Magnitudes and Omnis over to Saudi Arabia. We sell them. We sell them to a couple of dealers in the over in the Middle East, and before they get on the ships to go over there, they have them set up like that, where they raise them up and put all the stuff on them, so they they get through the sand.
So that's cool. Do you have any forums or any photos on the website or anything that we can see?
I don't. No, we don't.
Well, that's unbelievable.
That'd be something to see, though. Yeah, man, that lifted up like that, an RV.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Do they is one of their features their feature benefits presentations over there in that area? You can fit lots of bombs in it. Is that what it is? Yeah. I'm sorry, folks. I'm sorry.
But boom, boom.
There we go.
But so on that note, I want to talk about the next product down from the Challenger. Challenger is the highest end gas Class A we offer. Mm-hmm. And I would say it's as nice or nicer than the Tiffin Allegra that they have in Palm Bay only.
Mm-hmm. You also have the Miramar, which is just a step down.
Just a small step down. Yeah. Okay. Is it a smaller chassis?
No, same chassis.
See? And what is that? F53
chassis.
53s, yeah.
Well, new V8 engine from Ford that's just called the Godzilla motor.
It is.
Yeah.
7.3 liter. It's a workhorse, I'm telling you.
Oh, it's so much better than the old V10s they had. Yeah, more powerful, too.
And then just below that comes in is the Indigo line.
Indigo, okay. That comes with or without paint, or they are
all standard paint.
Standard paint. See what I'm saying?
Standard paint, 19 cubic foot residential, or no, not residential, 19 cubic foot, 12 volt reefer, fireplace where we can put them.
Yeah.
Washer dryer, stackable where we can put them.
See, that's unbelievable because they make some small ones with the washer dryer stack.
One option only.
Yeah.
Just one. And that's dual pane windows. Everything else is standard.
Oh,
I'm a big proponent of actually having those.
It's good for the consumer because, you know, come to resale value, when we at Thor Motor Coach pack those coaches full of standard equipment, there's no ads. You don't have to go to the NADA book to go to ads.
That's very good for us as the dealer.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Very nice. Very, very nice motorhome. Matter of fact, it's such a nice motorhome at the Tampa Super Show. We ended up selling 13 of that brand.
That's fantastic.
Stole the show.
You know, unbelievably, we aren't able to sell our products over there except for a couple of brands that they invite us. But by gosh, we'd be willing to, you know, just saying.
Hey.
I'm looking forward to our Orlando RV show. Central Florida RV show that's coming up in, March?
March 14th. Middle 17th.
Yeah. Now, 14th, that's 17th. A multiple dealer, and we haven't had one in our market for like 8 years. Yeah. So, again, we're looking forward to that. Hopefully, it's going to be a big bash.
Yeah.
We're hoping so.
But
and also, it's a free show.
That's a big deal. Yeah, man.
Consumer, they don't have to pay for it.
That's free. Right.
Did you know I was critical in that?
Yeah.
Why? Because we haven't had it in such a long time.
That's right.
That I said, you know what? And all these brand X places that have off-site sales for their one dealer shows, mm-hmm. they call it a show. Mm-hmm. That's not a show. There's no vendors. It's not multiple dealers.
Nope.
So it's all just a scam, basically. Yeah. You know, when we have an off-site sale, you know what we call it? Giant Recreation World off-site sale.
That's right.
You know.
Because it's a show.
It's not a show. It's a sale by us, my dealership. No, but we can offer. Why we do that sometimes? So we can bring all of our inventory from all stores together.
That's right.
And how many stores are there? There's three.
We have three RV locations.
Yes.
And don't forget about our separate rental and golf cart locations. But yes, we do have three giant, huge RV locations.
Oh, yeah.
In Central Florida.
All beautiful locations. Fantastic service departments. Good technicians. Great, great deals. If you're looking for a deal on an RV and you missed it at the Tampa Super Show, come to one of the three locations in Ormond Beach, Winter Garden, or Palm Bay, Florida.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll make a deal happen.
Better than RV show pricing. You know why? Because we didn't have to spend the money to get in those spots there. They were very expensive over there.
It was.
Oh, and you'll have to have free parking and admission here.
Yes.
What should you do? Hot dogs or giveaways?
Yeah, we got giveaways
and snacks.
Snacks, drinks.
Oh, yeah.
Great deals. Spin the wheel to win stuff.
Yeah, you got prizes and
vouchers
stuff.
For our parts store for free merch.
Oh, yeah.
I think two people already today. What is it? It's 215. Two people already taken advantage of the sale prices today.
Yes, they have. I'm seeing deals at all locations. Yeah. So, again, the red tags are bringing them out, and they're being paid by you can't even beat those prices.
No, sir.
And, again, thank you, Barto, right?
Oh, yeah.
Barto's Corner.
That's right.
Which we'll probably be introducing in one of these segments. But I'm really excited. George Grimm is here, folks.
Yay.
He is renowned.
Oh,
everybody knows George.
That's right.
And I heard you did an interview with RV Business. Very exciting. Very exciting.
Very exciting. Yes.
Yeah, he's, you know, there's some backstory into that we will not get to.
Thank
because,
you.
You know,
We'll save you that one.
I was saying, though, RV Business published or put a link to our...
RV News.
Our great American hamburger cook-off.
Oh, yeah.
Cheeseburger.
That we did. Yeah, man.
Yeah. And they did not get my permission, right?
No, no.
So they just pirated.
Yeah,
you know,
they pirated.
They do what they want. We'll leave it there.
We're waiting on the royalty checks. They're heading in.
I would imagine they're in the mail, right,
that's
as
right.
we speak. Because everybody loves Larry. Got to pay.
Right.
Got to pay for it, right? Hey, the Super C's are so awesome. Are they going to expand at all? Ever going to be on the bigger chassis?
We do have them on the bigger chassis, so we call that the Mega C, and that's on the Freightliner chassis.
Oh, wow.
I see.
Build that in two different brands, in the Inception and the Pasadena. And again, had a very, very good show with the
Well, we are not currently a dealer, so maybe you need to work on Bartow a little bit.
We'll have to do that.
Yeah.
That would be a nice addition.
Yeah, man.
That really would be a nice addition.
Yeah, the currently only our Palm Bay store has something like that in the Allegro Bay.
The Allegro Bay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's huge.
Yeah. That's a huge, big Super C.
Beautiful. So now, tell us, what is the difference of that new model? What is there compared to like a...
It's a Freightliner chassis.
It's a Freightliner chassis.
Gotcha. Okay.
So it's instead of it being a Ford truck in the front, it would be like a Ford dump truck front.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, the big
there you go. That's
big
a good
truck almost.
Is that a good,
More of a cab in the front than a
absolutely.
Gotcha. That's one of the lines. The B vans and the Super Mega C's and the diesels are brands that I do not represent. So
gotcha. All right.
I don't know a lot about them. All I know,
understood.
They're big and pretty.
I know when you sit in the seats, most of them have air seats. So
they do.
And then they have a rope that you can pull. You know what? Yeah, baby. I think maybe
I'm a trucker going down a highway.
If we hit on the brakes, what do they do? They go, nice.
Yeah, we got sound effects, you guys. Tell you.
Well, you know, that's we're all kids at heart. And when you're in the RV business, you got to keep things light and fun.
That's right.
Because that's why people go RVing, because they want to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
They want to have less stress in their lives.
Relaxation. Cooking s'mores.
Christian fellowship. Folks.
There it is. Yeah, man.
I said it.
You said it.
I don't think that's cool nowadays, but it's good with me.
You know, it's sitting around the campfire and telling stories.
It's very good.
Memorable for our children.
Oh,
right?
You ain't kidding.
And grandchildren. Yeah. I have grandchildren, and they like to go camping, so it's a fun time.
Yeah, it's a fun
time. Well, we really appreciate the products, and you've opened our eyes big time with the Thor product lines that we sell. And you never know, it can grow, you know. So that's a possibility.
Yeah.
You have an opening for that. So wink, wink, hint, hint.
Yeah.
Maybe get with Bartow and maybe make him a deal he cannot refuse.
You know, we've been doing business for what now? Almost 5 years?
Yeah.
Almost 5 years.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And it has been off and on over the years. I mean,
yes, it goes back a long time.
Yeah.
I think it was Damon days.
That's
oh, yeah, way yeah. back. Yeah.
You were a dealer for Damon on Challenger and Daybreak.
Way yes, back. Sir. We were. That was Dave Mitchell. Rest his soul, GM of ours in Melbourne at the time, I think. He got us with you on that.
Yeah, so there we go.
Again, it's a relationship that's grown over the years. Had a pause, you know, when we downsized a little bit because of my father and Dave. For instance, Dave passed away, and we've had some change, you know.
Yeah.
But we all persevered, and we're back bigger than ever.
Back at it.
Yes,
sir.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to take the time to thank you, and again, I appreciate our Thor relationship.
Oh yeah,
Mr. Grimm,
thank you.
Give her here.
Thank you very much.
And it's unbelievable.
Always a pleasure, sir. Thank you.
Mr. George Grimm works directly under his son, so that's kind of weird. You know, that's a whole episode
of my boss.
One of these days. So again, that's the only little personal tidbit I'm going to put out there because I find it hilarious.
Raised him smart, huh?
Hey, that just goes to show he trained him so good. Boom.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back after this short message. Thanks for your time, and George, again, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Need a golf cart? Check out Advance EV at Giant Specialty Vehicles, part of Giant Recreation World. More than golf carts, the hottest electric neighborhood vehicle. Fastest in the industry. Top speed to 25 miles an hour. Four-wheel disc brake, seatbelts, full-color digital display, speedometer, charge meter, and more. Plus, all Advance carts have higher impact class windshields and upgraded seats with matching body color stitching. New inventory, colors, and styles at GSV at Giant Recreation World in Winter Garden or online, giantrecreationworld.com.
All right, and we're back.
Hey,
what a great interview and visit we had with Mr. George Grimm. You know, again, we had some behind-the-scenes discussions that were quite hilarious.
Quite. He's a great guy. He's a good guy. I enjoy having him on here.
So I will say the RV production reporters, or whatever you call them,
okay,
they need to disclose that they're going to record you.
Oh,
things like that.
Okay.
If you're going to utilize that recording in your stories, wouldn't that be the right thing to do?
Are you referring to other people using our stuff?
Potentially.
Yes.
But you know, I did talk about that last episode you know, my hamburger cook-off got published by one of them. I don't care. It's not like I trademarked them or anything, but
we do have a kind of a disclaimer that says, please ask for permission before reusing.
True. I mean, why? Because we just really want to know, would we say no? Absolutely not. Anything out there is good.
That's right. It's more we'd like to know about it, because it was out for a couple days before we found out about it.
True, but you know, we've been featured in a couple of news articles lately.
Oh, that we have.
They do say they are recording us.
Yeah.
Like that. So, and that's fine.
Yep.
It would be upsetting if we found out that they utilized something that we didn't know we were being recorded.
Yes, I would agree.
That's why George was a little upset, by the way.
Get out of here.
Uh-huh. I'm not going to say who, where, or what, but...
All right.
So, we are here with the segment for Bartow's Corner.
Hey,
you want to explain what that is?
Bartow's Corner. So Bartow is our sales director.
Yep.
And what he does, he works tirelessly to make sure that we have the best pricing on all of our RV units.
He wants us to stay in the forefront of the digital shoppers.
That's right.
And that's basically 99.9% of them.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody seems to come with their head full of knowledge.
Yeah.
Lately.
Everybody's a savvy Google searcher.
Who's not?
You know? Yeah.
You know? And some of us have the, hey, Google.
Yeah.
I got one of those at home.
That we do.
Sometimes just we're watching TV and all of a sudden it'll start talking and I don't know why.
I think the commercials are set up to set it off.
I don't know, but sometimes I think it hears something and it's trying to be helpful.
Yeah.
You know?
That's funny.
I think we need to set that hey, Google thing up in here, though, so we could ask it things when we forget.
That wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah, like Joe Montana.
Yeah, Joe Montana. Can you believe that, man? I knew it was Joe something.
Well, what messed me up is you got my head in there, Joe Namath.
And I couldn't get it out.
I couldn't get rid of it. But, yeah.
Oh, too funny.
I'm hoping the 49ers are going to win.
Yeah.
We'll just have to see.
I would agree.
Although I don't like their city.
Now, San Francisco, they say it's a rough spot, man.
It's not.
Like really, the homeless.
It's not really nice anymore.
Yeah, they're not good to the people.
But back when I was a fan, way back in the day, they were very.
Yeah.
So, Bartow picked out a 2023 Dutchman Voltage Triton.
Here we go.
Series number 3911. Our Ormond Beach location has this coach. It's a big fifth wheel toy hauler.
It's a big boy.
42 feet long.
Ooh.
You know, it has three very good sized slide out rooms. And it's got a very, very large garage that is vapor walled, has a loft, you know, a twin bed up in the loft.
Yeah.
That's accessible. It's a huge side wall, you know, side aisle bathroom. It's got a king bed in the front with a slide out in the bedroom. Got opposing slide outs in the center for the kitchen and the living area.
It always gives that.
It's
extra.
Got a half bath.
Yeah, man.
So you can access that from the garage area. You know, if I had more powerful glasses, I could tell you
what that says on there.
What the how long that? Oh, it's 15-foot garage.
Yep,
a 15-foot garage.
It's a big garage.
That's big enough for a rail buggy.
Yeah, man.
You know, our Ormond Beach location had taken in a trade one of those smart cars.
Oh, really?
It had the tow bar system and all that on it, made for being pulled behind a
trailer,
motorhome.
Okay,
motorhome. So with that being said, I pulled up one of our golf carts next to it. The golf cart was both taller and longer than the smart car. So
wow.
I thought to myself, you know, that thing can fit in the back of the tow hauler too.
Yeah.
So you could have put the tow car in the trailer along with your motorcycles,
yeah,
or cycle, your kayaks or canoes. All right.
Take them all with you.
So, Bartow, I'm sorry. I got on a tangent there, but this fifth wheel toy hauler is a luxury toy hauler. What I like about them is they don't look like toy haulers inside. They still have that homey feel. Yeah. So yeah, they look like really nice, hardwood cabinetry and things like that. $142,817 is the MSRP.
Oh.
Our sale price is $89,777.
Whoa.
That's over $53,000 off.
I don't know
what the percentage is, but it's quite large.
Yeah, that is a huge off. Yeah, that's a great discount.
That's the only one we got. So, you know, don't dawdle.
No.
Go get it. Ormond Beach store. Oh, Danny. Hey, you take the next one. It's also a fifth wheel.
Yeah. Well, so I wanted to tell you, too, I'm sorry, is that these are all fifth wheels. So this week that we're doing, the specials this week at Bartow's Corner are all the fifth wheels. We're trying to get rid of those hot new ones because we have 2024s that are brand new in line, new items, new inventory.
Before you know it, 25s will be out.
That's right. All right, so here we go. We got a 2024 Forest River Nitro 351.
That's made by Forest River XLR. XLR.
XLR.
I've never asked what that stands for, but all that XLR makes are all toy haulers. That's it.
Correct. I had a girlfriend we called XLR.
XLR. Wow. If you're listening, man, Giant Recreation World does not condone to the feelings of my man here.
Yeah, we do not. All right, on to the next.
Let's talk about this Nitro. It's Forest River XLR top-of-the-line fifth wheel. It's 40 feet long, even though it's a Model 351. That's how they get you.
Yeah.
It has a 14-foot garage, also has a loft, also has a half bath,
yeah,
a bath and a half, has a king bed in the front, pretty close to a very similar setup, except it's kind of got an L kitchen in the middle where the other one had the island.
Yeah, it's bigger there.
But it's got opposing slides in the living area and a big, everything is awesome with this coach. It's on sale for $87,777, marked down from $125,799, over $38,000 off.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a great deal. And it's there for the taking. How about the XLR Forest River Boost?
Boost.
It's a Model 36 or 37 XLR XF 14.
That's a lot.
I'm not even going to guess what all that stands.
That's a lot.
But as the crow flies, it's got a 14-foot, 8-inch, roughly.
Yes.
Garage.
Garage space.
With the paper wall. Also a bath and a half. Have you noticed the trend?
I have.
Also the side aisle bathroom. Also the king bed walk around. It has a slide in the bedroom. It has opposing slides in the center. Very similar floor plan to the Nitro, just not quite as long.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but... Let
me ask you, too. Does this has the porch on it?
All of them have a porch.
They all have the ability to...
be a ramp or a porch.
To clip and be a porch?
Yep. Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
And, go.
It's eight. Sleeps eight. It has... $161,676 is the list price. We have it on sale for $109,774. That's $51,902 off. No, that's a Tagoda. I don't know what happened here. I'm looking at the wrong...
You're on the same one. Right here.
Ah.
There we are. 105.
Oh, I'm sorry. 105. Sale price. $74,777.
There we go. $74,000.
Almost $31,000 off.
Yeah, man. That's a good one.
I'm sorry, folks. Yeah. So, I was like, that seems like a lot of money for this Boost because it's not entry level.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah. Well, because what happens, too, for some reason, it didn't list as many options, usually push to the next page.
Well, that's one of the benefits when you do the Boost series.
Yeah.
There's not as many options. You know, they come pretty much...
standard, just
so
equipped.
They can cookie cutter them, so they can buy bulk and not change a lot, which streamline the process and keeps the cost.
Yeah, bring you the
like
savings.
You said, it's $74,777 for a full-size, wide-body, super big garage, loft bed, all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You know, has a lot to offer. And people ask, can you utilize the garage, you know, when you empty it? Absolutely. Made for that. So out of the roof, you know, you push a button and will come down like a bench seat with a tabletop.
Okay.
And then let it down more, and there's also a bed up there that you can sleep in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's all kinds of useful...
All kinds of extra space there.
All kinds of stuff. And the air conditioner's back there and all that, because usually these soils have three air.
Yeah.
Three, you know, at least 13,500 BTUs. Most of the time, 15,000 BTU.
Yeah, because of the size. Yeah, they're huge.
Heat pump.
Yeah. All right.
Very exciting. All right. I'm sorry. I got excited and went kind of out of order.
You could. You're good.
But right now I have a 2024 East to West by Forest River.
Yeah.
It's a brand new product, the Takoda.
Takoda.
T-A-K-O-D-A. Takoda. It's a model 350TH. They're available in all of our locations. We're very excited to have this product because it's very high-end and very livable.
Yeah, it's very nice. Fancy.
It's the XLRs are a little bit more racier inside, you know, a little more cool.
Okay.
Where these are more down to home.
Okay. More of a homely feel when you go in. Well, that's
you know, it's the same as their high-end Ahara.
All right.
Which is a very residential, you know, got granite tops and all that good stuff. So does this.
Gotcha.
This one is actually 41 foot in length. What's that floor plan?
Very similar.
With an island kitchen. With the
ice slides.
Yeah, it has a couple of bar stools that you can sit at the island.
Yeah.
Because it's an oversized island. Opposing slides. Got a king bed that goes out in the slide room instead of having a closet slide. So the very front is a total closet all the way around.
Oh, wow. Look at that thing.
And it also has stackable washer and dryer up there.
That's a huge closet.
Yeah, yeah. But all these fifth wheels also, most of them have generators. They have fuel stations. They have about everything you can think of. They have a way you can put a cable through your toys so nobody steals them and put a padlock on it.
Oh, there you go. That's nice.
So
yeah,
it's on a retractable, you know, cable pulley thing.
Oh, so even for storage, that goes back in
and
keeps it tight. Yeah.
Keeps
so let me ask you the two doors. They do that just to keep the garage so that stays sealed almost?
Well, like I said, the garage area has access to a half bath.
Ah, that's
so
it.
You didn't want people traipsing through
your house, basically. Yeah, your living area.
Enter into that garage area through the other door.
And just get right to the bathroom.
Right to the restroom or whatever, you know. Because like you said, it can make a porch in the back. So some of those have an actual stairs that you can use to get up in there, too. But it's all nice if you're under the awning. And it's raining. You don't want to have to go in the
rain. Yeah, out track. Yeah.
Right?
Oh, wow. That's interesting. That's pretty good.
So what are the price of this sucker?
So we have a list price of $161,676 on sale right now for $109,774.
Almost $52,000 off.
Yeah, man.
Brand new product that we haven't had for a month.
2024.
I mean, Bartow, you're crazy. I'm sure that's...
Getting crazy.
I'm sure that's below MAP. You know, if anybody knows what MAP is, but it's your minimum advertised price as dictated by the manufacturer.
Pretty good. That was a good one.
So we're not allowed to post on our website sometimes.
Lower than what they sell.
We are out of trust.
That's right. They get in trouble.
So you take the next one, please.
All right. We got a 2024 Forest River Nitro 39G15.
Uh-huh.
All right. We are at a list price of $139,075. It's on sale right now for $98,777.
Did I not tell you the Nitro is by XLR and Forest River? That's their high-end product.
That's the big guy.
Very awesome unit. Yeah. And it has a garage that is 14 feet 8 inches.
14 feet. Oh, man.
You see, I'm starting to get a trend here.
Yeah, this is a big guy.
39 G15.
Yep.
The G means garage.
Garage.
So it has a 15-foot garage.
Basically. Yeah, man.
But so with that being said, got opposing slides again, got a bath and a half floor plan, got a loft bed in the back, got a king bed in the front that's in the slide, very much like the Takoda.
Oh, yeah.
Very similar floor plans.
Yeah.
And how about the pricing here? It's you already went through that. But
yeah.
It is a little less money than the Takoda.
And the other, the Takoda, yeah.
It doesn't make it, it's not cheap.
I like the bed that's off into the slide out. So
oh, yeah.
It gives you that little walk around area.
It certainly gives you a bigger closet because the very front of it, the whole front of the fifth wheel is a closet.
Is the closet. Oh, man.
Almost walk-in closet.
Yeah.
And then
All right, what do we got?
Because we didn't get to it last week.
That's right. We don't miss out.
We don't. We didn't want y'all to miss out, but we threw in a 2024 Thor Motor Coach Quantum. Boom, boom, boom. That was in honor of George Grimm.
That's right.
Who was our Thor rep.
That's right.
And thanks to his diligence and his training abilities, we were able to offer this Model 20C Quantum, our LC22 Class C, on sale for $79,999.
Wow.
It's a MSRP of $130,935. It's $50,936 off. That's a lot of money.
Over $50,000
savings. $50 off, yeah. And it sleeps six. It's a wonderful, beautiful motorhome.
Yeah, man.
It has the...
V8, too.
Yeah, well, it's a selling feature in that it does not have a slide room, slide out.
Ah, I got you.
See, it's for the purist.
Yeah, man.
You know,
so you can drive it anytime,
and it's certainly very useful. It's not just because it doesn't have a slide doesn't mean it doesn't have room.
Right.
You know, it's a whole lot of stuff packed into that length. I think
yeah.
It's really 24 foot, but it's a model 22 footer.
Uh huh.
It's a corner bed, corner bath floor plan. It's got the cab over bunk in the very top, so that and it has a built in skylight up there.
Oh, that's fancy.
So, you know, it's very fancy, especially if your kid up there going to sleep.
Yeah,
have fun, you know,
yeah,
watching cool. The stars. It has a 79-inch, which is big, a 76-inch Dream dinette.
Whoa.
It's got a good-size kitchen with a flip-up countertop extender.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's got a big double-door refrigerator. It's got a separate closet, you know, all kinds of good things to choose from here, plus the outside entertainment and stuff like that.
Yeah, man.
It's got plenty of storage. It's a great first-timer. It's matter of fact, who's buying this product currently are the people trading in the bigger motorhomes because they're downscaling. Kind of like a lot of us do with our homes. So,
yeah.
I hope you enjoyed this episode 55.
And here we go.
Make sure you mark it on your calendar to watch every week. We'll be back next week.
Motorhomes, travel trailers, toy haulers, fifth wheels, and golf carts too. Have a trade? Get top dollar now. And if you need service, parts, or a rental, Giant Recreation World has you covered. Shop at GiantRecreationWorld.com or visit their three locations. The only RV dealer in Central and North Florida with a nationwide RV warranty forever. GiantRecreationWorld.com.